Good evening, good morning, wherever you may be. This is the best in overnight talk radio. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm your host for the evening, Dave Schrader, sitting in for George Norrie. Interesting article came out this week. Half of Brits believe in aliens. And here was the part I found even more startling. Almost 2 million claim to have met one. A total of 53% of people believe that there is intelligent life on other planets. Pollsters found with another 29% unsure. That left just 18% of the public that think we are alone in the universe. And many appear to believe aliens have actually visited Earth in UFOs, but the government has covered it all up. SurveyMonkey found almost a third of Brits believe the government is hiding knowledge about the UFOs from the public, most likely to protect us. One in 10 people who answered the Sun poll said aliens have abducted people, and a staggering 3% claim to have had a close encounter of the third kind. If that's true across the population, that would mean that 1.92 million people have encountered a little green man or an alien visitation. The shocking results come as a sleepy Wiltshire town celebrates the 50th anniversary of the UK's first mass UFO sighting. From 1965 through the 70s, hundreds of residents of Warminster reported seeing UFOs in the sky above the town. Thousands of people, including Mick Jagger and David Bowie, descended on the town, hoping to glimpse what became known as the Warminster Thing. The town is holding an event to mark the phenomena, dubbed Britain's Roswell. Just a little taste of the weirdness going on in the world around us. Right now, we've got a great show lined up for you this evening. A little bit later, we've got open phone lines. But joining me for the first 2 hours of the show, Joshua Abraham is the son of Larry Abraham, the man who wrote the international best-selling novel None Dare Call It Conspiracy with his friend Gary Allen. This book in 1971 exposed the smoking gun proof for the plans and the agenda of the global government called the New World Order, planned by the alien-worshipping, summoning satanic Illuminati and Freemasons. Joshua just received 100% rights to his father's books, Call It Conspiracy and The Greening, and 50% of all profits from those books will go into foster children foundations. That's fantastic in itself. We're going to talk with our guest this evening because he's been doing some work and research and believes that there's a connection between alien abduction and satanic ritual abuse. I want to find out how this all ties together, as I'm sure you do. Stay tuned. We've got that coming up next on Coast to Coast AM. Good evening and welcome to the show. This is Coast to Coast AM, and I'm Dave Schrader. My guest this evening is Joshua Abraham, and his work that he's been doing in research, he believes there might be a connection between alien abduction and satanic ritual abuse. Welcome to the show, Joshua Abraham. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Hi, thank you for having me on. First, I got to apologize. I got the flu earlier this week, and so my voice is going to be a little bit raspy, but thank you for bringing me on for my third appearance. It's great to be back on the show.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you here and sharing your information with us. For listeners of the show that may not be familiar with your father, give us a little background on your father and the work and research he did.
Well, the pretty much deal was in 1968, Gary Allen sat in on a lecture my father was giving, a three-hour lecture, and my dad pretty much laid out the undeniable proof that this world that we live in is going straight into the clutches of a global government headed by satanic powers. The people in charge, the people who have bought and sold this country, let alone the world, through the central banking system, you know what they are, people? They're Satanists. They joined the Bohemian Grove every last 2 weeks of July. This is what they do in their free time. And we have to understand, whoever has the most gold makes the rules. Just like Nathan Rothschild says, give me control of a nation's money supply, and I care not who makes its laws. Well, that's what we're dealing with here, folks. We're dealing with billionaire Satanists that control this world. And through the people that are running this world, if they're Satanists, we have to truly understand and know that there's going to be a satanic agenda with these satanic powers that are ruling our world. And my dad fully gave the undeniable proof of this. And Gary Allen in 1968 said, hey, let's write a book about this. And it developed into an international bestseller. And I'm happy to say, after a couple of years of legal stuff, I'm in full 100% control of my father's work, which I'm proud to say, and the publishing contract I signed with Dawson Publications granted me 50% of my father's royalties with the contract, and I am throwing 100% of my profits and royalties straight back into foster care, into where the system has broken us. We need to really understand, people, that with this bit of knowledge, that if you buy my dad's books, you throw a little bit back to where the system has hurt the people the most, and that's the foster children. They need us, folks. They need us. They need our help. They need our support. They need our love. And we need to put the money right back into where it's been hurting people the most. And if we do that, we can really change this world. I am so sold on that. We can really change this world for the better.
I agree with you. I agree that there needs to be more done and more protection for these children in foster care as well. But making sure that they're being vetted and taking care of our children is definitely a priority we should be looking at. And I commend you for doing that and donating proceeds from the sales of these books to that cause. So let me thank you for that. Let me ask you, now you said he definitively, undeniably proved this fact. How do you undeniably prove such a large thought like that and prove that it actually exists?
Well, let's keep in mind, the plan for the three world wars, written in 1871, written by Albert Pike to Giuseppe Manzini, the founder of the Mafia, this was in the British Museum until the Rothschilds got control of it in the 70s and took it off the British display. The plans for the three world wars, written by the two top Freemasons in 1871 at the time, was on display at the British Museum. It was literally in your face, folks. World War One, take down the Tsars of Russia and develop a communist state in Europe. They got it. World War Two, develop a Zionist state in Palestine and develop a conflict between Germany and Britain. They got it. What's the Third World War? To bring about an Armageddon war between Judaism and Islam that will spread internationally and have the people surrender their sovereign rights and beg for peace. This is the classic Hegelian dialectic, folks, how they are going to create the problem and come right back and ask you, what's the problem? Hey, we got the solution. They're going to set it up and just take it down. And we need to understand that Ordo Ab Chao, the motto of Freemasonry, order out of chaos, this is exactly what they're going to do. They're going to bring their order out of the chaos that they create. It can't be in our face anymore. I mean, it was on display at the museum, for Christ's sake. And then you have all these presidents. I mean, let's not forget George Bush Sr. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. This is what we're talking about, folks. We have Obama talking about a new world order that all of us would like to see. There are so many people in high places of power who know that this is happening, but for the past 40 years, it has been blanketed underneath the blanket of national security, and now it's finally coming out into the open. And let us not forget David Rockefeller thanking the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Time Magazine for keeping this agenda under wraps for so long. These people were going to the Bilderberg meetings. These people were going to Bohemian Grove and keeping it under wraps. But now they're just fully releasing it and letting everybody know, hey, it's happening. And what really just boggles my mind is that we have all the evidence. This is an age of information, folks. Never before in human history have we been given so much information literally at the palm of our hand with our smartphones. Anyone can know the truth if they desire to. But with this age of information, the dark powers have flipped it into an age of deception. With all this information, we have to really understand to cross-reference, separate fact from fiction, information that's good from disinformation. And we have to really realize when we go into this topic that I'm about to lay down tonight, or any kind of conspiracy for that matter, you have to go into it with the Buddhists called beginner's mind. Go into it with no dogma, no agenda. Just look at the evidence and look at the facts for what they are and what they present.
Let me ask you this, though, Joshua. How do we, and I'm playing the devil's advocate here, for people that are new and don't understand, and they hear all of this, a lot of this comes across as fear-mongering and a way to also control us by putting out all the misinformation and disinformation. How do we start to look at what information is out there? Because, as you mentioned, right now we've got, better than any time in history, we have information at our fingertips because of all the technology that exists. But there is so much false information that looks real. There are news articles. As a matter of fact, on a daily basis, regular news sources are picking up false articles from other news sources and fabricated news sources. How do we start to differentiate between the real and the garbage?
You take what's written down, you look around what's going on, and the truth is always, always revealed by the results. We have to understand the pattern for socialism. First, you collapse the economy. You give the people a fake enemy. Then you take the health care. Then you go for the guns. Well, guess what, folks? They sunk our economy. They got the health care. They're going back door to ammunition. And you know what they're going to do next? Just like in Hitler in the 30s. They're going to force vaccinate your children. This whole theory of evolution, what we're being taught in school, this is nothing new under the sun. This is exactly what the Nazis were taught in the 30s. Evolution. People who can go along with our new world order, but there are some people who are unfit. Let me say that again. Unfit to go forward with the plan.
Well, look, can I ask you this, though, in all honesty, just trying to grasp this and understand it myself. You know, I've heard all of this, how they're going to screw up our economy. They're going to screw up our ability to own guns. They still haven't done it in 7 years of Obama's administration. They didn't do it in Bush's administration before that. They didn't do it in Clinton's administration. They haven't ever taken away our guns. We're actually now our economy doesn't look so horrible, although we are printing a lot of fake money and putting it out there. But even our money is stronger than most European money at this point. You know, we seem to be kind of coming around a different angle. I don't see the dark bleakness, and I'm not trying to paint the Pollyanna version here, but there are, you know, you can kind of look at that angle of it as well and see that, you know, they keep talking about how they're going to strip us of all of this and take all these things away from us. And then there's the other side of the fact that they haven't taken it away from us. Our economy is in somewhat of a settled pattern, and the weapons have not been stripped. How exactly do we, again, how do we start to look at this as they are doing it and they're taking it away? It hasn't occurred yet.
Well, I don't understand how you cannot see it. They got our health care, folks. And when you get the health care, it's pick a number and get in line. They choose who they get to help. And it's only going to get worse from here on out. And another thing, with all these soldiers committing suicide, because they know that what they did over there in the Middle East was nothing more than empirical oppression. We have more people dying at the gunfire of our police than enemies overseas. We have more Americans dying from our police force than enemy fire, folks. They're coming down on us. Look at the numbers. Don't take my word for it. Just step back. Take a look at what's going on. Because I don't know if I'm the only one who sees this, but what I know in my heart and what I know for sure that something is not right. There are way too many people being jailed for no cause. Did you know that the cops can throw you in jail for 72 hours without a cause? They can just toss you in there for suspicion of mischief. Trust me, I've been locked up. I've talked to people who have been locked up for no reason before. Why is this? Why are they oppressing us? Why are they putting all this fear into us? Why the GMOs in the food? Why the fluoride in the water? Why all these things? Why the destruction of family? Why are they forced vaccinating our children? And Christopher White said it best. All this stuff that's going on, it's nothing more than building the nuts and bolts foundation that's all ready to worship what the Bible calls the Antichrist. You know what yesterday's demons are? Yesterday's demons are today's aliens. That's a fact, folks. You got to look at the research. The top UFO researchers in the world, J. Allen Hynek, Jacques Vallée, these guys have come to the conclusion that these are not interdimensional space travelers. These are interdimensional demonic entities. I said this last time on the show. And tonight, I just want to slam that point even a little bit harder home. Because last year when I came on the show, I dropped that hammer, and I could have provided a little bit more evidence. But tonight, I'm going to provide you a little bit more truth to that. And I feel very confident that after tonight's presentation, I will prove to you, and we can finally close the book on this and just move on, what these things in the sky are. I mean, I was listening to the statistics. I mean, more than half the people in the world, like, believe that aliens exist.
Well, it was a British poll. Half Brits believe that we're not alone, and then there was about 2 million that believe that they've actually been visited.
Okay, well, take that number and actually get into the probability of people who have actually checked out the research. I bet you that number would come down a lot harder, because there's not a lot of people out there who want to really get into this and really dip into the research and figure out what these things are, because the appearance and the actions of these things are classic biblical demons. And we need to understand that if we don't look at this and we just brush it off with ignorance, we're never going to get down to the truth. Let's look at number one. Let's look at the flight patterns of these UFOs. Okay, these things are breaking our laws of physics. These things are taking right angle turns at 16,000 miles per hour and going 6,000 miles per hour without a sonic boom. These things are coming in, two orbs will fly in together, morph into one, and break off into five. What nuts and bolts technology does that? That's not technological, that's spiritual. Another thing that really blows my mind is how out of any ancient scripture, I'm talking the Quran, the ancient native stories, there's one ancient religious scripture that fully dips in to the description and how evil works. And that's the King James Bible, y'all. I'm coming at you as an atheist. Everyone who knows me knows I was, 5 years ago, I was the biggest atheist and agnostic you could have ever met. But there was a problem. I was that way, but I didn't look at the evidence. I didn't even care to look at it. I was like, no, I just wrote it off as an atheist and an agnostic. But when I got into this research, I didn't ask for what came out on the other side. I came out a full believer of Jesus Christ, because I went into the research and I pulled out something that was amazingly astonishing, and how alien abduction mirrors satanic abduction. It is the exact same thing. Let's look at the facts here.
Well, wait, let me take you back when you're talking about the way that the craft move. Now, there's been a lot of conjecture and theory in the fact that if they're using magnetic principles, which people like John Searle and the Searle generator have talked about for years, is that by manipulating magnetics, you kind of create a ripple in the force in front of it. That's what would make it and allow things to move at a faster rate of speed without causing a sonic boom, and would keep it cooler so that the travel wouldn't actually ignite or cause a burn down. So there is some science behind some of the ideas of how that kind of propulsion could take place, theoretically, if they can get it up there. Now, John Searle claims that he's actually created discs like this that were able to fly. There's newspaper articles and reports that corroborate this, that they were able to watch and track these things fly at insane rates and fly from one country to another in a matter of minutes by utilizing this magnetic technology. You know, there's a documentary out there about that. They've talked about different aspects of magnetic travel, and they believe that's probably how we're going to start being able to power more vehicles and that kind of hovercraft range. If that's true, then there would be some release that could be science and not have anything to do with the spirituality side of it.
Well, let's take a look at the the Nazi technology back in the late, you know, early 30s, late 40s.
Sure. We'll do that. We have to take a quick break. I'm sorry, Joshua. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about that technology. We'll talk about the work that you've been doing, the research you've gathered. And again, I'm just here to perpetuate and keep this conversation going, talk about the different aspects of it. That's what we're going to do tonight. I'm Dave Schrader, and this is Coast to Coast AM. Thank you for hanging in with me for the evening. Hey, great news. George informs me that there are up to 22,000 free signups already on ParanormalDate.com. Plus, they're working on apps for both the iPhone and Android to make it even easier to get in touch with new friends and the love of your life. ParanormalDate.com, it's the place for you to go if you want to meet somebody like-minded, same interests and all the strange and fringe news that we cover here on Coast to Coast AM. Check it out, ParanormalDate.com. Over 22,000 signups already. And if you decide that you'd like to sign up and stay on, remember, it's free to sign up. And then if you decide you'd like to become a full-fledged member, use the code AUGUST right now for special deep savings to become a full-on member of ParanormalDate.com. BeyondBelief.com, you want to check that out too this month, because for just 99 cents monthly, it's a great promotion in order to go in and watch George Norrie's TV show Beyond Belief, where you can see some of the amazing guests and some of the things that they talk about on this show. You'll be able to see them in person talking together with George and get to see the visuals that go along with it. BeyondBelief.com, 99 cent monthly promotion going on right now. All that information and more can be found at our home site. Go to coasttocoastam.com. Become an insider and you'll know why we are the best in overnight talk radio. You never have to miss another minute if you sign up now. Literally for a full year, it's 15 cents a day. Gives you access to over 5 years of past archives. You get to hear all the great speakers, all of the great guests, the fantastic fill-in guest hosts, and, of course, the king himself, George Norrie. Check it out at coasttocoastam.com and become an insider. When we return, we'll continue with our guest, Joshua Abraham, and we'll hear about the connection between alien abduction and satanic ritual abuse. That's next on Coast to Coast AM. And we're back with the best in overnight talk radio, Coast to Coast AM. I'm your host this evening, Dave Schrader. You're in for a hell of a ride if you're with us this evening. Our guest is Joshua Abraham. We're talking about the connection between alien abduction and satanic ritual abuse and abductions. A little bit later on in the show, the last 2 hours followed with open lines for you to chime in and talk about whatever topics you'd like. All right, Joshua, before the break, we were talking about the, you said one of the first points you brought up was the way that these craft seem to move. They go at these breakneck speeds, stop only to veer off at another 6,000 mile per hour move. And there's really no technology known that can do this. And I was bringing up the fact that people like John Searle with the Searle Effect Generator and some others have been working on magnetic transference, which may allow for us to use and utilize these kind of breakneck speeds and it not hurt or disable the driver of these craft, because it's actually kind of opening up a rift in the magnetic field around us, which allows us to go through it a lot more smoothly, like a hot knife through butter. You were starting to bring up the Nazi work with UFO technology. Where did you want to go with that?
Well, what I wanted to point out earlier is that we know that the Nazis had this thing called the Vrils, and that these saucers that were designed from members from the Vril Society, the Thule Society, the Germanian Order, these are all secret societies that came up with this technology that they say that they were given. It was given to them from otherworldly intelligence or out-of-this-world intelligence. Now, anyone who does their research knows that the Nazis were so steeped in the occult, and same with Hitler and Goebbels and Goering. Hitler was a part of the Theosophical Society, and he highly believed in Madame Blavatsky's Fifth Root Race. Now, pretty much our whole NASA program was built off Dr. Wernher von Braun, who claimed that we have been to the moon before and that we're just going back. And what's really important for people to understand is that with all that Nazi technology, what happened in Operation Paperclip is that came over to America when the Nazis knew that they were going to lose the war. Now, what we have to keep in mind is that through that technology of the basic saucers, there's two other crafts out there or manifestations that don't make any sense. There are the glowing orb UFOs that are breaking the laws of physics, and there are these cigar-shaped looking UFOs that are changing shape on us and they're not nuts and bolts. And what really blows my mind is that now that we have the videos, I mean, we always, you know, in history, we're taught, yeah, the ancients thought everything was possible. But now we have the videos, and that's the big difference, folks. We see what these things are doing. They're flying around in patterns that we don't understand. And out of any ancient text, whether it be the Quran or ancient Indian folklore, the King James Bible is the one ancient folklore text that brings all this into light and makes us perfectly understand it. You know what they call the UFOs in the Book of Jude, the King James Bible? They call them wandering stars, stars that just wander the earth. And I'm looking at the flight patterns of these things, and that's exactly what they're doing. And all with all this, it's always light. When you get abducted, always light. What are the Freemasons hell-bent on? Light. What does 2 Corinthians 11:14 say? For is it no marvel that Satan himself transforms into an angel of light? All the Mormons out there need to wake up and realize that the angel Moroni was just an angel of light, telling Joseph Smith another testament of the Bible. We really need to get into the research of this, folks, because with this...
But if that's the case, there are also mentions throughout the Bible of angels appearing in light. And when people have near-death experiences, they'll often see Jesus or God as nothing more than a form of light that talks to them, gives them loving messages, and sends them back. Because that's appearing as a being of light, should we automatically assume that it's demonic?
No. Well, what I'm saying is that you got to, just like the Bible says, you got to test these spirits. If something comes at you as an angel of light... Yep, just like the Bible says, you ask it, what name do you come in? Whose name do you come in? If they say the one you call Jesus Christ, right then you know that they're setting it up. Because when you do the research, when David Wilcock, he channeled this entity called Ra, he always had to set it up. He couldn't just say Jesus' name right off the bat. He always had to set it up for you to kind of like discredit the name itself. People need to wake up.
Well, isn't that because we do refer to him as Jesus Christ, but that was not truly his name in biblical terms?
Are we taught, what was the question though?
Well, maybe the reason that they say we come to you, you know, in honor of the one you call Jesus Christ could just be the fact that they're saying that this is the name you know him as, but to us he is Yeshua or Hosanna or, you know, one of the other more religious names that they've associated with Jesus Christ. They may be, instead of talking down to us or being sly about it, couldn't it just be that they're simply referring to the Christ as the name we would know it by?
Well, that is a possibility, but I also want you to take in the fact of this.
Uh-huh.
What is the actions of these things? We have to understand, folks, that these things called UFOs, if you believe aliens exist, they're not parking it on our front house, White House lawn, and giving us an answer to our problems. They're taking us. There's only one group on this earth that matches the actions of alien abduction, and that is satanic abduction. Number one, both of these groups, aliens and Satanists, both of these groups of abductors take people against their will and children against their will in the cover of the night. Also, both groups take people and place them naked on a slab, table, or altar in front of their captors. And keep in mind, the captors are always circled around them, all eyes on them. Point number three, forced sexual intercourse and molestation with other victims or the captors themselves take place in these abductions. I'm talking sex with other people that have been taken, sex with the people who took you, or just, it's pure sexual molestation. Eggs are taken, sperm is taken, and forced impregnation is very common. Another point of both of these groups, satanic and alien abduction, they both perform procedures or rituals on the victims that involve high, very high intense amounts of pain, and they don't know what's going on. But whatever they're doing, it's causing a lot of pain. And all both of these groups, the abductors drink the blood of the victims. They get this thing going when after they sexually molest them, after they ritually abuse them, they get that adrenaline in the blood going. And that's what they want. They want the adrenaline in the blood built up from all the fear and the pain and all just the dramatization that goes on. This is why children are more preferable among the Satanists. Just like Aleister Crowley wrote in the Book of the Law, how children are most enjoyable underneath the light of the full moon because the adrenal gland is more potent in children. And the aliens love the adrenaline gland, and they also like the DMT juices that come from the pineal gland. What are the repercussions of these survivors from these both of these groups? Both of the survivors suffer post-traumatic stress disorder, mental breakdown, drug and alcohol addiction, breakdown of family and friend relationships, and they also come out with scars, bruises, puncture wounds, and triangle marks of all kinds. People, we have the evidence. Go at this like a detective, a beginner's mind. Look at the evidence. There's no other group on this world that is doing what the aliens are doing. The satanic abductions mirror alien abductions. Do you know what the satanic rituals are all about? The satanic rituals are trying to copy what the aliens / demons are doing to us when they take us. That's all they're doing, folks. They're just trying to copy them. They're copying the procedures, the rituals, the actions involved. That's what the Satanists are doing. They're just copying their masters, who they summon. And keep in mind, during satanic rituals, all throughout time, Sir John Dee, Aleister Crowley, Manly P. Hall, the appearance of the demons that they summon in their rituals are exactly the manifestations that the alien abductors are talking about. We have three main manifestations. We have the Greys, the Reptilians, and the Insectoids. Now, let's take a look at the Greys. The Greys, since the ancient days of ancient Australian Aborigines, have been drawing cave paintings of bulbous head, almond-eyed creatures. This has been going on for thousands of years. And keep in mind also that with these bulbous head, almond-eyed-looking things, Aleister Crowley summoned one up. He called it Lom. This thing called itself Lom. So here's Aleister Crowley with a sketch. Look at the sketch of this thing. It's just like a gray. And same thing with Sir John Dee, the original 007, the creator of all the central intelligence agencies that we have today. Sir John Dee created the MI5, which evolved into the MI6, which evolved into the OSS, which evolved into the CIA. He also drew manifestations of the demons he was summoning up, and they look just like grays. Let's get on to the reptilians now. In Revelation 12:9, that old serpent called the devil. This is also the most common manifestation in the jinn, in the Muslim folklore. We have to keep in mind, folks, what we are dealing with here. All we have are abduction reports to go off of. These things aren't coming to us and just saying, hey, what's up? We have to go off the reports of the people who have been taken. And Aleister Crowley, he said it best. The children belong to us, and that's exactly what the aliens are telling us. In alien abduction reports, the reptilians wear a winged sun symbol, the same symbol as the Anunnaki. And when you get into this research, I dipped into a lot of old Egyptian satanic spell books. In the Egyptian Book of the Dead, Nefertumu, Nehebka, and Sabaka are reptilian gods. In ancient native folklore, we have the Nagas of ancient Asia. We have Kukulkan of the Mayans. We have Quetzalcoatl of the Aztecs. We had the Chitahuri of the African Zulus. Same thing, reptilian. And now let's look at the insectoids. The alien abduction reports that these grotesque, slimy, arthropod-looking insects controlled the graves with the reptilians. In the Dictionary of Demons, we have a demon named Glesi. Glesi comes from the ancient land of Phoenicia. We know him in the Bible as Beelzebub, the demon that manifests into a fly. What's his symbol? The skull and the crossbones. That's what the alien abduct. That's what the people are seeing as symbols on these things. In the Egyptian Book of the Dead, we have the insectoid god Kafira and Selk. In ancient native folklore of the Hopi Indians, we have the ant people. Same thing. And isn't it just so crazy how in the Bible, when the 70 returned and said, Jesus, Jesus, check it out. The devils flee from us through your name. Jesus Christ described these devils as two things, a serpent and a scorpion. He didn't say a bird or a bee or a fly or a fish. He said a serpent and a scorpion. Break it down. Serpent, reptile. Scorpion, insect. Reptilian, insectoid. Boom. We got it. And let us also
But I thought the demons were to appear as beings of light. So are they beings of light or are they insectoids and serpents?
They come at you first as beings of light, but when that light wears off, this is their main manifestation. Keep in mind, people, I'm just giving you the bottom line of the main manifestation that these things form into. These things can go into any form or go into anything except a Christian soul. These things can form into Santa Claus. These things are transformers. They transform into things, whatever that makes the captives feel less scared at the time. We have to also keep in mind that whatever these things form into, they're very deceptive. This is all a game of deception, folks. They're not coming at you as their normal appearance all the time. And when they do, they're coming at you at horrible, horrible forms. And I love it how Manly P. Hall even said, this is a 33rd degree Master Mason. From his book, The Secret Teachings of All the Ages, he says, insects have been considered emblematic of the nature spirits and demons, for both were believed to inhabit the atmosphere. Medieval drawings showing black magicians in the act of invoking and conjuring demon spirits often portray the mysterious powers of the other world, which the conjurer has exercised as appearing to him in a composite insect form. We have to realize, people, that ancient satanic conjuring demonic rituals have been conjuring up these manifestations, and the main manifestation of these demons and jinn is insectoid reptilian. Same thing with the alien reports. And as soon as we get that under our belt and realize what these things really are, we have nothing to fear. Because here,
I thought the reptilians and the greys I've heard are pretty shifty. I thought the insectoids were more of a benevolent species, more of a watchers and seeming to be more highly evolved and intelligent and not up to nefarious activity.
The benevolent ones, or what people like to think of the benevolent ones, are the blonde hair, blue eyed Pleiades. Well, I got news for people. Even the humanoid / Nordic / Pleiadian aliens, those are evil too. Because keep in mind, if these things don't hurt you, but also they're not standing up to the bad ones, evil prevails when good forces do nothing. I got humanoids in the Dictionary of Demons. I got a demon named Paimon. I got another demon named Citri. I got a demon named Gaup. I got a demon named Crocel from the Dictionary of Demons. Also, Krabble, Bidel, Bofar. I got a demon from the Goetias that look like humanoids.
All right, we've got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll find out more. And what is the common message that the Illuminati and aliens tell their victims of these abductions? We'll go on with that and more. Stay tuned. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM.